joining us on this series of podcasts about men in early years childcare. I'm Cathy Brodie of CathyBrodie.com. There are still very few men in childcare, so I'm interested to investigate why this is and also how we can improve this situation. Today, Gary Simpson joins me, Lead for Quality Learning and Development at the London Early Years Foundation, LEAF, where he tutors students on the Level 3 Diploma for Children and Young People's Workforce and supports and assesses students in the workplace to complete their Level 3 portfolio. He also supports LEAF chain of nurseries to embed a high-quality, child-centred curriculum across the board. Welcome to the podcast, Gary.
Thank you, Cathy. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about how you started out in early years yourself, please?
Yeah, sure. I started while I was at school. I had a huge dislike of sports when I was a teenager, and my head of year at the time was getting fed up with me spending so much effort trying to get out of them and giving notes and false notes, that she said to me, if you can find something to do that was educational during that period of time, I'm happy for you to do that. And I think she was expecting that I was just going to go to the library, but my mother worked in a primary school. So she suggested I try helping out in a reception class, which I did. And it was only supposed to last for 3 weeks, but it actually carried on for 2 years and was my intake into working in early years. And my interactions with the nursery nurse there is what encouraged me to do my NNEB, which is what I went on to do when I left school.
How fantastic. How did your mum feel about having you in that circumstance? Was she happy to have you there?
She was. She was really, really happy. I think she always knew that I'd go into teaching. I was always interested in teaching. And so I always said, well, I want to be a teacher when I finish school. But I never knew what age group I'd like to work with. So after working with the school for a period of time, it was quite clear to me that I would much rather work with the younger age group than the older age group. So she was very happy.
Oh, that's really good, isn't it? So you chose to do the NNEB, so that was about 20 years ago then, was it?
It was, yes. I qualified in 1994, which is a funny thing for my students, because a lot of them were born in 1994, which makes me feel incredibly old.
I know, I get the same. I don't even look at the enrolment forms anymore. So you actually started as a nursery nurse after doing your NNEB, did you?
Yes, I did. I'm strangely enough, I've only ever worked for the London Early Years Foundation. I started when I was 18, and I've been here ever since. So I started as a nursery nurse and worked my way up from there. So I spent a good couple of years as a nursery officer. I was lucky enough to go for a deputy manager's job and be successful. Did that for a short period of time and went on to be a nursery manager. So within my practical experience, I've worked in about five or six of our nurseries. My nursery that I was in last was going to change into the children's centre. So there was a lot of refurbishment going to be done to the building. So at that time, we were going to separate the nursery into our local nurseries and close the building down and then come back for a period of time. I think we came back 2 years later when the building had been completely refurbished and lovely and brand new. And so I started working with the head office department, and so I became the contracts manager. So I worked with a number of nurseries that had just joined our organisation, and it was my job to help them to settle in and understand what LEAF is and what our goals are and the ethos that we have. And it just kind of carried on from there. I became the head of children's services, and after a period of time of supporting the whole organisation, I decided I'd like to spend more of my time supporting individuals. So I asked if I could join a training department and see if I could work in there, and they would very kindly said yes. So I now am the tutor on the Level 3 apprentice program that we run. So I'm very happy supporting our lovely young new apprentices.
Yeah. So you've had a massive range of jobs then. So you've actually done the work, you've managed the work, you've supervised it, you've seen a strategic plan as well, and now you're coming back to support other young people through that. How's that journey been? Is there anything that you think, oh, actually, you know, I would have done that slightly differently?
Well, I think you can always learn, and it would be daft for me to say that I've never made mistakes in my my whole time here, and there are bits and bobs that you think, oh, I could have done that better. But those things help you to become a better practitioner.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
That there are times when you should always reflect and think, well, I could have done this better, and here's what I'll do next time. But you should never let any mistakes you make stop you from moving forwards. And luckily, I've got an incredibly supportive organisation, so they're always happy to have people make suggestions for improvements, and as long as you can say why you'd like to do something and what you think the benefit to the children is, they're very happy to try things. So we're very lucky like that, and in the sense that we get lots of opportunities for external training, internal training, and we can move around because there are many of our nurseries. We have 24 at the moment. You can transfer from one nursery to another to gain more experience in a different community, in a different setting. So I think having that opportunity to be able to move around built on my experience and gave me the confidence to actually move up to other positions.
Yeah, can I just bring you back then to the LEAF organisation, the London Early Years Foundation? You cover 24 nurseries across 6 London boroughs, and you have community nurseries, workplace, children's centres. It's a social enterprise. That's a massive diversity.
Yes, can you tell
me a little bit about the sort of nurseries that you have, say, in your main area in Westminster?
Well, in Westminster, Westminster is a very diverse borough. I think that there's this big assumption that there's lots of affluent families in Westminster, which there are, but there are also lots of families in need and lots of support that needs to be put in for our families. We have lots of families who come into Westminster who may then move on to other boroughs or move out into other parts of the UK. So we have lots of languages spoken in our nurseries and lots of support that our families need. And we do our best to meet that. And we run training programs for local families. As well as being a childcare provider, we're also a registered training department, and we registered with CASH to run early years programs. So we often do those with our local families. So we'll do the level one in childcare, level two, to give people an introduction. Our nurseries run workshops for parents so that on average they have 3 or 4 workshops per year. Some do more, where they can go in and we will look at different elements, so supporting children's language, sometimes behaviour management, whatever the parents ask for, we try to tailor a workshop to meet their needs. So it's either someone internal within the organisation who has the skills, or we'll bring someone in external who can help. But I mean, our families are very diverse, and we need to make sure that we're supporting our families to get the best out of the opportunities that we can provide. And the best way of doing that is engaging with parents as much as we possibly can. We're very focused on the fact that the home learning environment is so important for children.
Yes.
And if we can get a strong link between the provision that is in our nurseries and the quality that we provide, and support the home learning environment, then the children can get the best out of every opportunity they can. And it sets them up for life. And that's our job. Our job is to give children life skills.
Yes, I think that's so true, isn't it? Completing that cycle is so, so important, isn't it? Seeing it from all perspectives and supporting them from all aspects. Yeah, absolutely. Do you find that there's much uptake on the workshops that you do for parents? Do they engage with that?
Yes, we do have a good uptake. I mean, there are occasions when we have families move from nursery to school, then we restart the whole cycle. And occasionally you find that it's a new process for parents. So we might get 5 or 6 for the first one. But once parents realise that they can gain from this, we do tend to have a higher uptake. But we try to adapt it around the needs of our parents, because some of our parents are working parents. So it's very difficult for them to get out during the day and come and see us. So we try to run a combination of things. So we run a combination of coffee mornings for parents to come to. We'll do evening sessions. Sometimes we do weekend sessions, so we're open on a Saturday and parents can come in and see us then. So we do our best to make sure that we adapt to meet the needs of our parents, because they work hard and they have very busy and long days. So we try to make sure that it's our job to support them, but we need to be flexible about that. So we do our best to make sure that we meet their needs.
Yeah, definitely. And that's true parent partnership, isn't it? As you say, having that flexibility and getting the word out there as well, not just giving up at the first hurdle and, oh, nobody came, so we're not trying it again. That's so important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Just moving on, can I just move on for a minute into men in childcare?
Sure.
In general, what sort of barriers have you found that there are for men in such a predominantly female workplace? And considering you've worked at every level and then some, you've probably seen quite a lot out there.
Yes. I mean, I think there's a lack of understanding of the needs of men in childcare. There are so few of us, and there are not very many. And funnily enough, I feel that often when you're a man working in childcare, you're unaware of how many men are working in your locality. So you sometimes can feel that you're alone and you're the only person that is working in childcare, when actually there could be someone two nurseries away from you who's a man in childcare as well. So I think we need to get better at that link that we build for each other as a support network. But I think some of the barriers involve this kind of the concern that people have that we pose more of a significant safeguarding risk, which is kind of ridiculous, because, I mean, all of our children need to be safeguarded regardless of the gender of our practitioners. So as long as we have secure safeguarding methods in place, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, shouldn't make an issue of our concerns over men in childcare. I also feel that we don't need to be reminded that we're different all of the time. We're very well aware of the fact that we're men, and we know that we work in a room full of women, and we were happy to do that. If we weren't happy to do that, then we wouldn't be doing the job in the first place. Yeah. So I think sometimes the anxiety that our female practitioners can have is very much their worry rather than our worry. We know that we work in a predominantly female workplace, and we're happy to do that, so don't worry so much.
Just relax. That's great advice. I like that. So in your 19 years in the industry, have you encountered anything specific with being any difficulties with being a male in the industry? What sort of stories have you got, anything at all?
Well, at the beginning, it was difficult to be taken seriously. Once I'd qualified, I obviously immediately started looking for jobs. Yeah. And the automatic response I'd always get was, oh, are you applying for your mum? Are you applying for a sister? Like, no, I'm applying for me. I'm qualified. And, you know, I'm hoping to get a job, and I'm hoping to work in early years. And it was the shock that people just assumed that I was looking for someone else. It used to drive me mad, because I thought the whole idea is, I'm not going to get the experience until someone gives me the opportunity. So that was very frustrating. But luckily, I think that's the reason I've been with the organization I am for so long, is because from the start they were supported. It was never an issue that I was applying for a job in the first place. So that automatically hooked me in, is that it's one place that wasn't making a big thing about me being a man working in childcare. Later, it was concerns with changing nappies and being a key worker. But like I said, I've had a supportive organisation, and they believe it's unfair that men should have to deal with these concerns. So they helped me to politely challenge parents with this. And we need to politely challenge parents and be respectful, but we need to challenge, because we will always have these issues about concerns about men in childcare until we actually challenge them. And we have to challenge them in order to make them go away. I mean, men working in childcare, it's an odd thing that we still feel that it's such an issue, because, I mean, we seem to forget that we're fathers and we're family members. Yes. And it's natural for us as men to have protective and nurturing natures towards children. And, of course, we want the best for children in our community. So why wouldn't we work in childcare?
Such a good point. That's so, so true, isn't it? When we see sort of dads taking their children out swimming, we go, oh, isn't that lovely? That's really nice. We don't go, oh, look, there's a man with children, do we?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's a really, really good point. So what sort of things do you think other nurseries could do to actually attract men into the workplace? Because I'm very aware that when you go into some nurseries, they are very female sorts of places. What sort of things can we do to encourage those dads, granddads, uncles to come in and actually take part in the nursery experience?
Well, I honestly feel that we need to be very mindful of not singling men out. And we can be... most men are not particularly interested in joining a men's group. So I think some of our first initial responses to, oh, how do we get men in? Let's have a Father's Day, or let's have a Granddad's Day, or something that brings all of the guys together. We aren't particularly keen on those kind of things at all. So I think sometimes we're so focused on singling men out and individually saying, look, here we are, we're supporting men. That makes us run a mile. So I think it's just about making sure that we have positive role models in the nursery and images of men in positive ways, ensuring that the documentation and letters that we all send out to parents, they're gender friendly. It's not all dear mum, mum's groups. So as long as we're kind of... It's less making a beeline for fathers and more making it acceptable that actually we're talking about parents here, we're talking about care workers and carers. That is definitely one way to get more men interested, not only in working in parent within our settings, but also to encourage our dads and our male family members to come in and know that they're welcome here. Is to know that you're not going to be suddenly picked on in the sense of, oh, look, there's a man. Oh, isn't that great? Isn't it fantastic?
That's great. Oh, yeah, can you be on our poster? Can you be on our newsletter?
Yeah,
can you come
absolutely.
Open the...
absolutely.
As the man, yeah. No, and I think there is a tendency to do that, isn't there? If you do get a dad that engages, suddenly they seem to be doing everything, and that must be very overwhelming. No, that's a good point. In your experience, do you find settings in general are getting better at encouraging men in?
I don't think we are. I don't think we are in general getting better at encouraging men into the early year sector. I do think we're better at welcoming men once they're employed. So I think once you're in, you're fine. And luckily enough, most people are very welcomed. But I can only talk from my own experience because I'm sure you could talk to other men in childcare who may have had different experiences. But I think that we need to get much better at targeting young men who are interested in working in early years, and they're not even aware that it's an option for them.
Yes.
So I think we need to start thinking about our younger males who are likely to want to work in childcare and saying, look, this is an option, here's how you can do it, and here's how you can get yourself on that path to be where you'd like to be. So I do think we need to get better at... encouraging our men to understand that this is an option for you and you will be very welcome once you're here. Because we always talk about, oh, there's only 2% of us.
Yes.
We need more men in childcare. But it's a circular conversation, really. We keep talking about the barriers to getting men into childcare, but we don't really unpack about how we break those barriers down. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to get much better at doing that.
Yeah, no, and that's absolutely right, isn't it? So what would your advice be if you were a bloke out there and you're thinking, well, you know, I've helped out in the summer holidays. I really do like working with the children. I love the sort of energy and the excitement of being with them. What would your advice be to that sort of a person who was thinking about going into early years?
I'd say to persevere and know that you're not alone. There are more of us out there than you probably think at the moment,
yeah.
Especially if you've not actually come across another person. I think the sad thing is that, like I said before, we're so isolated. Sometimes we're unaware of how many of us there actually are. And you can often feel I'm the only man working in childcare because I'm the only person I've seen, and not know that in your locality, there's another two or three nurseries that actually have men working there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the key things that we can do is come together and have a support network. We've recently started the London Men in Childcare Forum. Which is for men working in childcare, but it's also for women who want to encourage men working in childcare as well. So we're not a male-exclusive working group. I would recommend that people contact us. And at the moment, we're setting up contact details so that people can join us and join our forum. But right now, you could contact us via the LEAF Facebook page. And soon we'll have our own Facebook page specifically for Men in Childcare. There's also the Men in Childcare Ireland Facebook page, which is the official Facebook page for the European Network of Men Working in Childcare. So there are lots of networks out there that people can go to for support, for information, for guidance. It's just knowing they're there in the first place. So we kind of, for us, we need to, those of us who are already here, we need to get better at reaching out to people who are interested. Because we're kind of separated but equal at the moment. We all kind of feel I'm the only person, when actually we're not. There are more out there than we kind of realise.
Yes, and I think that, but that can be a really off-putting kind of feeling, can't it? That little island all by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
But even just picking up the phone and having a chat to somebody to sort of say, oh, well, you know, I felt just like you. Have a go, you know, do your level 3, do your level 4, see what it feels like. And just getting people on that, the first step of the ladder, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've been very lucky. I tutor on the level 3 apprentice programme, and I have done for the past 3 years here. And every year we've had at least
one male practitioner completing the apprenticeship program. So we've been very, very lucky.
Fab, yeah, that's really good, isn't it? Yeah.
And it is good, and it's nice that we're able to then support that person by hopefully putting them in a nursery where there's another male practitioner. Or if not, we mentor them with someone who can help them, in the sense of being someone you can talk to if you'd like to. But we need to encourage more men into the early years, and it's really important that we do that. And having things like an apprentice program that's very accessible for people and meets their needs is really, really important.
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree. And I mean, you're ideally positioned geographically to do that, aren't you? Because London's so vast, you've got so much opportunities there as well, haven't you? How can people find out more about the London Early Years Foundation, the LEAF Nurseries?
Well, we have a website, which is www.leyf.org.uk, where you can find out all about our nurseries if you'd like to go and visit. If you're a parent and you're interested in looking for a nursery, that's where you can find us. We also have a weekly blog by our chief executive, Juno Sullivan, who has recently been given an MBE for her work in childcare, which is fantastic. We're all very happy for her. And we have a London Early Years Foundation website, so you can contact us via that. And also, if you're a man and you're interested in working in childcare, it's a great place to hook into us for the London Men in Childcare Forum, where we can give you advice, we can give you support. You can come and join us in our group. We meet up once every month or two, and it's a great opportunity for us all to come together, and we're always, always looking for new people to come and join us.
That's lovely. That's really great. Thank you so much, Gary. That's loads and loads of information on there. I particularly like the idea of politely challenging parents. I think that's what we need to be doing, isn't it? Just challenging those sorts of misconceptions, and also to encourage men out there to say, yes, it is an option. Doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter if you're at the beginning of your career, mid-career, it is an option to go into early years childcare. Yeah. Many thanks indeed for joining us today. It's been fascinating, Gary, hearing all about what you've been doing and all the lovely work that LEAF's doing. I've learned absolutely loads this morning, so that's been excellent, learning about the sort of work that you do. And thank you so much for your advice for men who are thinking of entering the childcare profession. Very best of luck for the future. I shall watch with interest to see where you go next.
Thank you, Kathy. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much indeed, Gary. Do join me again for the next podcast about men in early years childcare.